sweetest friends. This year should be a special list for Urban Running Mirasi, and it's based on Torah that I received from Harabba Gomer of Yaakov Dov and Hamnik Shlita. In the Gemara in Erechen it says, HaKol Ksherim LeKadesh, everybody is kosher to do Kiddush. What's Kiddush? Rashi says to mix the Mayim Chayim with the Efer Chatas. The Gemara says, Lasui Amai, what's HaKol coming to include? And the Gemara says, LeRabbi Yehuda Lasui Katan. Quite Rabbi Yehuda is coming to include even a Katan. Can do the Kiddush, can mix in the ashes of the Paraduma with the water. And then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Vayitor Kol Ksherim LeHazos. What is the HaKol Ksherim LeHazos coming to include? What's the HaKol? The Gemara says it comes to include an Aral, like Rebbe Lazar, because Rebbe Lazar says an Aral that does Hazah, Zaz Kasher. So Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says, Aral is talking about Mesu Echov Machmas Mila. It's talking about an Aral. Who can do Hazah? Who can do the sprinkle of the Paraduma? Waters? With the ashes? The answer is, somebody whose brother died because of Bris Mila. So, and that's like Rebbe Lazar who says that if it's an Arel, as Rashi explains, his brother died because of Mila, and therefore you were honest and you couldn't do Bris Mila on him. If he did Hazah, his Hazah is kosher. And Rashi says the time is explained in Yevamos in Perek Arlayin Beis Amid Beis, because it's like a Tevul Yom. That Shepasel Betruma, a Tevul Yom. Passels Truma, if he touches it, a person who's Tame and goes to Mikvah and he's going to become Torah at night, that's a Tevul Yom. So if he touches Truma, he passels it, and he's Kasher Bepara. So an Aral who doesn't passel Truma is certainly going to be Kasher for Para. In the Sefer Hesed Yad, he brings the name of the Zecher Yitzchak, who asks how Rashi knows Mesev Echov Machmas Mila. He brings three Terutzim, but they're all Cheshbonos Tzadim, they're all side Cheshbonos that aren't, you don't see them from the Sug itself, and it's not Darko Shel Rashi to be Mechadish Perushim because of Cheshbonos Menachutz. So we want to understand how Rashi gets Shemesev Echov Machmas Mila. Also in Yevamos, that's the Iker Makom of the member of Elazar, and there Rashi doesn't say Mesev Echov Machmas Mila. So why doesn't Rashi there explain it if he explains it over here? And how b'chal does Rashi know over here it's talking about Mesev Echov Machmas Mila? So let's see the sugya in the Gemara in Yevamos. It says there, Amar Reb Elazar Aral Shehizam has a Asok Sheira. An Aral that does Hazah, his Hazah is Kasha, Midi Dahavat Tvul Yom, for is similar to a Tvul Yom. He's similar to a person who's biblically Tameh, purified himself through immersion in a mikveh. He retains a vestige of his tumah for the remainder of the day until nightfall. Shalf b'shasir b'truma, even though he's prohibited to have any connection with truma. Now that each truma is not a come into contact, he's kasher b'para. But now he can still do hazah. So too, an RL that did hazah can also, an RL can also do hazah just like a tevul yom. Tevul Yom isn't Pasul Hazah, so an Aral isn't either. The Gemara ultimately learns a Kal V'chomer. An Aral doesn't Pasul Truma. And he's a Mutar Bepar, certainly a Tevul Yom. Certainly a Tevul Yom Pasul Truma, and he's a Mutar Bepar. Certainly a Tevul Yom who doesn't, certainly an Aral who doesn't Pasul Truma, will be Mutar Bepar. So then the Gemara says, "Vaiter, we have a meisve, tumtum shekidesh kiddusha pasul, and shusafik aral. We have a tumtum who consecrated the mechatas, his kiddush is pasul because he's a suffik aral, and an aral is pasul to do kiddush. An aral is pasul lekiddush." And the Gemara is assuming that if an Aral can't do Kiddush, an Aral also can't do Hazah, and this is therefore Akasha and Rebbe Lazar. So Rabbi Yosef says that this Tana is Rabbi Akiva. This Braisa that says that a Tumtum is Pasal Akadish, because maybe it's sealed off, you don't know, but maybe under there he has male genitalia, and he's an Aral. So Memela, he's going to be Pasal. So he's Pasal Gal Tzafik Aral. That we passel suffik aral for kiddush and therefore also for hazah, that's dafka Rabbi Akiva, because he says that an aral is like a tameh. The sanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, yishish l'rabos ha'aral. So that includes an Arel, that an Arel has a din Tameh, and therefore he's going to be Asir B'Truma, Pasuk Stoma Truma, and he's also going to be Pasuk L'Kiddush. Rashi says, Tvul Yom Asir B'Truma, L'Kamen B'Hai Pirka, Tvul Yom Asir B'Truma, we're going to learn later on in the Perek, U'Mutter L'Hazah, he's Mutter L'Hazah Tmei Meis, to sprinkle on a Tmei Meis, Shekidev She'irev Efer B'Mayim. What does it mean? Shekidev, she mixed in the ashes with the water. That's what it means when it says Kidesh. So we see that according that this lashon of midi dahava tvul yom she'afu pi she'asir b'truma kasher b'para is part of the statement of Rabbi Lazar. Like the Gemara says, Arl Shiz Azosuk Shera, Mididabar Kajdi Abat Ful Yom, Shapi Sash Asir B'Truma Kashir B'Par. So this is all Rabbi Lazar talking. It's not the Gemara interjecting anything or explaining. So if it's Rabbi Lazar talking, then why in our Sugya, in our Erchen, if Gimel Amud Aleph, where we bring Rabbi Lazar, we don't bring the whole Mimer. We just say Arl Shiz Azosuk Shera, and we don't say Mididabat Tvul Yom. But just like a Tvul Yom is Kashir Lazaso to an Arl, so why does the Gemara not bring it in our Sugya? Ube MS Rashi writes, Taima Mafarej Biyavamis. So it's mashma that the Tam is Chutz Miguf HaMemra. Rashi writes, Taima Mafarej Biyavamis. The reason is explained Yavamis. It's mashma that the reason is Chutz Miguf HaMemra. It's not part of what he actually said. And the Shita Mugubetz is he's Magia Vitaima. In other words, the Tam is part of the Memra. But according to our Gerson Rashi, it's mashma that the Tam is separate from the Memra. And it would appear that Rashi's coming to tell us that's why the Gemara doesn't bring the Tam. Because our Sugya might have a different Havan in the Tam than the Sugya over there. And therefore he says, Taima, not Vitaima, Taima. Reason explained, not and the reason, meaning it's a Hemshech, but it's there it says one thing, and maybe in our sugya it's going to be holding something else. Another reason for Rabbi Lazar. Also, there it says in Yevamis, Midi Dabat Vilyam She'asir B'Truma V'Kasher B'Para. Not only that, Rashi's Goreis there, She'asir B'Truma U'Mutter B'Para. V'Chein Lashon Gemara La'Halon Sham, even according to our Girsa. So there we have in Rashi U'Mutter B'Para. She'asir B'Truma. Umutter bipara, and that's Lashon Gemara later on, even according to our Girsa. But here Rashi writes, Mide dahava tvul yom shepasol bitruma. The Rashi writes in Arasugya and Gerchen has also shared a time of farish biyavamis, like we said, not vitaima taima, and it says midi dava tvul yom, just like it's she pasul b'truma v'kasher b'kap b'para. It says kasher. Rashi in Yavamis has mutter. Rashi in Erchen has kasher. And the Gemara itself in Yavamis later on has, in our Girsa, has mutter. So why does Rashi insist here the kasher b'para? Why the kasher but that a tvul yom is kasher? He's allowed to be osik in the para. Why doesn't he say mutter like the Gemara in Yevamis? So we see differences between our sugya in Erchen and the sugya in Yevamis. So if we put everything together, we see that das Rashi here is to be mefaresh that the reason the sugya didn't copy the whole name of Rebbe Lazar with the reason of the with the tam, because we're somech on his halacha, but we understand his tam k'tzat b'ofen acher. We understand his tam a little bit differently. There, the Gemara is learning that it's everything is talui be'isser v'heter. Is he mutter or usser? And here we're learning is it talui in kashrus and paslus? Is it kosher or pasul? So Baruch Hashem, we have a little bit of confusion now in the sugyas, but at least we can see that there's something going on over here. There's something very different going on. So we want to understand what's the difference between our sugya over here and the sugya over there. And that then we bring in our sugya, Kok Sheram Lekadesh, Rashi explains, La'arev Mayim Chayim Be'efer Chatas. To mix the living waters with the ashes of the chatas, perish. Sha'efer Nimtza Sham Bekli. You have efer, you have ashes in a kli. U'metilin Mayim, you put water in the kli to mix it up with the offer. That's what it means. La'ariv ma'im chayim be'efer achatis. That's like Rashi says in Yuma, Adaf Mem Gimel Akadesh, Lasis ma'im ala efer b'kli cheres. To put water on the ashes in the kli cheres. So Tosin Yuma asks, Ok sharon the Kadesh peres Rashi ma'im ala efer. U'mesechus par b'kam aduchti mash b'shein nosan efer ala ma'im. Wow. Rashi says you put the water on the ashes. You have ashes in the kli and you put water on the ashes. And Tosin says, what are you talking about? Look in Mesechus Parah. Pshat is fakert, that they put the ashes on the water. Not the water on the ashes, but the ash you put on the water. Sheinosan ha'efer alamayim, you put the ash on the water. And the Achronim ask also from the Sugin Sota, Tazayin Abbeis, Shemfur, Sheinosan ha'efer b'mayim, velo mayim b'efer. You put the ash on the water, not the water on the ash. In Yevamos, Rashi writes, Shekidesh, She'irev Efer B'mayim. What does it mean, Shekidesh? You mixed the ash with the water. So that's like the halacha, that the Erev is done. How do you mix it together? Ash with the water, not the water with the ash. So we have to understand Stiras Taperushim. Why in our Sugya and Erchin is it the ash on the, is it the water on the ash? And elsewhere, Rashi writes in Yevamos, ash on the water. Legabe hazah, Rashi explains over here, shehiza mechatas ala tame. And Yevamos, Rashi explains, lahazos al tmeimes. So we have to understand the shinu apirushim. Here, Rashi was makbid to say, shehiza mi mechatas. He sprinkled from the mechatas on the tame. And there, Rashi just says, lahazos al tmeimes. To sprinkle on the tmeimes, he doesn't say mi mechatas. So what does Rashi want with that? And why didn't Rashi there say Mimechatas? Wow, we have a lot of kashas. Now also we say in our Sugya Tvuyon Kasha Laparo. We learn this in Yevamos. Where do we, how do we learn in Yevamos? Because it says Vihiza HaTahor Al Hatameh. And the pure one sprinkles on the non-pure one. V'hiza ha-tahor al ha-tameh. Tahor, mechlal shehu tameh. The term tahor one, as used here, implies that he is tameh in some respect. Limeid al tvulyom shekasher bepara. This teaches about a tvulyom that he is fit for the cow service, for the red cow service. What does this mean? How do you see a tvul yom over here? That he is fit. That a tvul yom is fit for the para. So Rashi explains, Shetiharti l'chakan mechal shutam l'davar acher. So the word tar, pure one, is understood to mean one who is tar in this situation but not in others. The reference then is to a tvul yom is considered tamei with regard to truma, because if the tar means somebody's entirely tar, they don't say the word tar at all. And we know in any event that one who is tamei is unfit to perform the service of the Torah paraduma, because the Torah calls the paraduma achatas, and one who is tamei is unfit to perform the services of achatas. Therefore, we must understand the word hatar as connoting one who is minimally tar, i.e., a tvul yom, whom the Torah calls tahor. He's minimally tar. Here he's tar, but for other things he's tamei. In Yuma, Mem Gimel on Beis, it says Visa Tara Latame. Tara Machal Shu Tame. Limit al Tvil Yom Shikashir Bepara. This teaches about a Tvil Yom is Kashir Bepara. And there Rashi explains if he's not Tara, Hai Tara Yaseru. Da Batarkoi. This Tara is extra because we're talking about someone who's Tara. Machal Shu Tame. Shiyatza Machal Tuma. He came out of his Tuma. So here we have a Murray Tikastira in the Perushim. And Yavamas Rashi explains that the word tahor is superfluous because we know that we require a tameh, a tahor, because the Torah calls it a chatas. And since it's a chatas, of course you need a tahor person. But in Yuma Rashi says, you know how you know that tahor is superfluous? Because b'haba tahor, we're talking about a tahor. Because it says in the previous pasuk, v'laka chayzo v'tovo maim ish tahor. So since we're talking about tahor, we know that it's tahor. So why does it say tahor again? So we have a Moira Dikastira in Rashi's. One Rashi, it says that when Tara is superfluous because it's called a Chattas. And of course, a Chattas has to be done with a Tara person. And in Yuma, Rashi says that you know why Tara is superfluous? Because it's already talking about a Tara in the previous place. So why do you have to mention Tara again? And that's a Stira Gluya B'Perushim. So how do you understand the Stira in the Perushim? So Tosin Yevamos, Ein Gimel and Avdim Askeli Meid asks, how's it shaykh to say Chaytas Kar Rechmana Legabe Hilchas Hazah? Ay Hazah's Ksher Bizarre. So what's the problem? So if they argue with Rashi and Yevamos, very good. So we can say Rashi and Yuma holds like Tosin Yevamos. Rashi and Yuma says that it's not pasha from the fact that it's called a Chaytas, that a Torah person has to do it. Because Mechitesi even a Zar is kosher. So Legabe Hazah Zar is kosher. So therefore he learned that Torah is superfluous because it already says it in the previous pasuk, but we still haven't been miyashev how you understand the stira, because Rashi and Yevamos did say that he's called Torah because it's superfluous because we know he's Torah because we're talking about a chattis. So how does that stem with the Rashi in Yuma? Another stira, that he's called the Tvil Yom Mechlal Shehu Tameh. And Yevamos says, because the Tvul Yom is Tamei Linyan Truma. He's partially Tamei, he's Tamei Linyan Truma. And in Yuma, Rashi says, She Yotze Mechlal Tuma. That he was Tamei before he was Tovil. It's also a Stira. Why is he Tamei? Is he Tamei because he's Tamei Linyan Truma, like Rashi and Yevamos? Or is he Tamei because he was Tamei before? He was Yotze Mechlal Tuma before he was Tovil? So we have mamish a whole slew of kashas in the sugya. Again, these are the brilliant kashas of Morib Rabbi Aravagon Yaakov Dov and Hamnik Shlita. I don't want to take any credit, or credit is not due. And please God, in the next shir, we will go in his mahalach and try to mamish make everything work out. And seen a flow, Simi Torah Hashem, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.